Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Tyler, what do you got on the line tonight for the Astros?
As far as the Astros go, we're looking at running back, basically, what we did yesterday. The odds are a little different, and obviously Hunter Brown, a.k.a. Diesel, he isn't pitching. But Framber Valdez, over 4.5 Ks, lock it in. Astros, over 3.5 runs, lock it in. And Yordan, over 1.5 total bases, get that one in there, win you some money.
Listen, the last 2 days... Hell, the last 3 days, those strikeout numbers that they've had for Eric Geddy, Hunter Brown, the Diesel, and now Framber Valdez, they have looked very advantageous. I'm thinking, wow, 4.5.
Yeah, these guys don't strike out a lot.
A lot of swing and misses, and Framber has that devastating curveball where he gets a lot of people at. But damn, they know something. Because they have not been coming. I mean, I looked over there and I saw Diesel only had 3 strikeouts right there through 6. And I'm like, good God, okay, all right.
I don't think Diesel got one till the 4th.
Yeah, it was rough. So, Clint, you going to jump in on any of this?
No. I'm going to set this one out.
Man. Good job. Oh, man. Scared money, dude.
I'm going to set this one out, man.
Good man. Don't let him.
Don't make
him,
money.
Don't let him try to get you.
I'm on this team, doesn't strike out much. Taking the over in a strikeout bet just doesn't seem like the...
LaGrasse's
two
got
nights
it.
In a row just doesn't seem like a great idea.
You know he'll get 8. And
I might be.
You keep betting that you eventually gonna hit it. Are you doubling your money? That's the key.
I think you every should. Time. I think you should think about parlaying those two again.
What the strikeout and good time. And what, the strikeout and what?
Yordan's
bases. I'm good.
Smart man.
For Amber's K's have jumped up to 5.
Good job. Oh, it jumped up to 5.
It's, 5.5.
Did you get it at 4.5?
I got it at 4.5.
Never mind.
Sit steady. That 1K got you. So instead of 5, you need 6?
Yeah. Good. I'm good on that.
We parlaying.
There you go. Well, big one tonight, though. Framber, we'll see if he can continue to roll like he has rolled. I'm kind of looking at Diaz tonight because it seems like they have wanted to keep him in front of Bregman. In front of Bregman. Hell, he was hitting third. In front of Tucker and Bregman in the first game. And it was something. When he came up in the 8th inning and that critical at-bat, and like it was there to take the lead, and he had one of those impatient at-bats where it looked like he made the decision. We saw this some last year, and he's gotten better with it this year. But he looked like he made the decisions on what he was going. And it was crazy, Astros Twitter. How many people were just absolutely going insane with that at bat? I saw John McClain say it was the worst at bat of the season by any Astro. When you look at the situation, it just made me say, "Damn!" I'm thinking. I was sitting there thinking the whole time. God, it'd be better if Bregman was hitting right now in front of him than coming behind him. Now they were able to get away with it because of the wild pitch. But Diaz got to take better swings than that, especially if. If you're going to be hitting in front of any of the Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman, and Tucker, gotta be able to come through with at the very least, Clint, better at bats than he had. He swung at a lot of pitches out of the zone. His 2 strikeouts came with pitches that were completely out of the zone.
He's one of them for me. And I believe that Diaz is obviously a great. I think he's really good at the plate. Like the discipline that he's shown this year versus last year, the way in which you can tell he's trying to be a more complete hitter instead of just hitting for power. I believe that Diaz is a really good hitter. I am a part of what I'm look like. I want to see is when they do face better pitching, because you're going to get, obviously, in the playoffs, you're going to get the best the league has to offer.
And that was a playoff. Right. Pitching.
Yes, and there's another one tonight, right? I mean, you that's what you're going to get. And I am anxious to see and kind of even look back at when he faced, let's say, the top 10 games where he was facing the best pitching, how did he do in 10 or 20 games, whatever that number is. So as the season comes to a close versus better pitching, I want to keep an eye on Diaz and are those quality at bats still there, or like you said, is he starting to chase too often because guys have his number?
You could just see the point you made, veteran pitchers and playoff level pitchers with game plans.
Yep.